In a world with no parking, but loads of chaputzvah, one man started a weekly podcast to celebrate the music of the Tony Kornheiser radio show. And now, after 2 years, a dozen interviews, and thousands of songs, it's basically the same awful show. From creator Jerry Negrelli and executive producer Michelle Spatience, this is the 100th episode of the TK Jingles Podcast.
Here comes Tony's mailbag.
Here comes Tony's mailbag.
Bill Aheka, Mike and Burke, tell me how you get to work. Sticker me 412.
TK Jingle.
Welcome to the 100th episode of the TK Jingles Podcast. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. This podcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and TKJingles.com. Today's episode, we've got a big announcement up front. We're going to play some great new jingles. We'll reflect on the 100th episode of this show and explain some of the nuances, like why it's a podcast and what the obsession with the Schwitz is all about. We'll also be sharing some listener mail and messages from some of your favorite Tony Kornheiser regulars. So stick around. It's going to be a great 100th episode.
TK Jingles is going live again, and maybe if we're lucky, Gene will bring some old hens. June 25th, Rockville, Maryland is where you should go. Why is a sequel even necessary? I mean, last time we were joined by Tony, Nige, and Gary. We may never top it, but that won't stop us from doing it again.
That's right, TK Jingles Live 2016, even liver, will be a one-night-only event in Rockville, Maryland, June 25th, 2016. You can get all the details at tkjingles.com or go to Kickstarter and search TK Jingles. Today was the beginning of the campaign, and it was really a humbling experience. I went down, or up, I guess, to Rockville to meet with Tony, Gary, Gene, and Nigel, and Kevin to make the announcement that, you know, we were going to be doing this again. And for some reason, whenever I go there, it's always Gary and Gene. I don't know. I guess nobody else wants to see me. And Nigel always tells me to come really late. Like, I think he wants me to stroll in as they're doing the mailbag so that I don't bother anybody. But it's really, so I wasn't expecting much, right? So, you know, I knew it was those folks that were going to be there. And I really misread the situation because when I came in, just the outright enthusiasm that Tony had about this event blew me away. He came last year, and obviously he had fun, but I really thought that was kind of a one-time-only deal. And so I was quite surprised that upon my arrival, he said, I hope you're here to announce the Jingle Fest, because we're all coming to that. It's going to be great, and we all want to be there, and it's going to be so wonderful, and I can't wait to see all these other people. And I just wasn't expecting that at all. I wasn't expecting to get a chance to be on the mic or even to talk about it. I just brought some shirts and some tickets to invite him to the show. I was hoping, kind of as a joke, hey, you guys all should come. And I thought maybe we could get Genie this year or something. But as of now, and I warn you, all, as I said, all the details are at tkjingles.com about the Kickstarter. Don't support this or don't come expecting to meet Tony, because you never know. He could have something else come up or whatever. But for now, it really does seem like a lot of them are coming again, and we're going to get a much better turnout even than that. So it's kind of quickly getting out of hand. So in a good way, from the moment that I told them about this, they let me know that the Sales Weasels are actually involved now, or some other folks from downtown, and they're looking, rather than doing this at a restaurant, they're interested in maybe in doing it at a place called the Hamilton, which is like a venue for concerts, and promoting it and making it a big deal. So I said, that's great, but the intent of this is really to be a casual thing. I really hope you all can be there, but, you know, we're not Coldplay. We're not going to be up on the stage performing. It's going to be a little give and take and interchange, and maybe I'll do two songs, and Jason will do a few, and KJ will do a few. And just like last time, we'll kind of take turns and mingle, and it's really meant to be a social event for people to meet members of the show, for people just to meet frequent jinglers that they've heard about. So we'll see how that evolves. For right now, there's a restaurant in Rockville, about 4 miles from the radio station, and that was selected on purpose, that Steve Lipton helped identify. It's called Branded 72, and they've got capacity for about 120 to 150 people. So if you have ideas on how to manage this to make sure we get some ROM at the headcount before I go ahead and finalize the event, please contact me, podcast@tkjingles.com. I really do want to make sure that we can accommodate everybody. But last time I did this, there were about 50 people who signed up for, quote, tickets that were free on Eventbrite. They signed up for tickets to TK Jingles. They didn't show up. So I don't want to put that out there and have 500 people register and then only have 100 show up and say, oh, God, we could have just been at that restaurant anyway. So anyway, this is a quickly evolving story. And I had a lot of fun today. Like I said, it was extremely gratifying, humbling, exciting to be there and just get that kind of feedback and see how genuinely interested and enthused everybody is about coming. After, as I was leaving, Kevin Sheehan and Andy Poley flagged me down and we talked for about 15 minutes and we're just shooting the breeze about the jingles and I was walking them through how to use the website and we were playing that that great new collaboration about the Google Bus. And Kevin was especially laughing at the death. So they all, and Kevin said he's coming too, that everybody that I saw today said that they're going to be there. Now, it's almost 4 months away. You know, they may have plans. They just found out the date today, so who knows? But that's a really, really exciting and encouraging sign. So I hope that you can join us too. We're going to do it in Rockville to try making it convenient for the show instead of Virginia this time. If we do it in 2017, maybe we'll do it in D.C. or... you know, we'll go do it in Florida so that nobody comes. But anyway, TK Jingles Live, go find out all the information about it at tkjingles.com. Now, why don't we play some new jingles? So first up, we've got a wonderful new song by Luke Overbay that he sent me just specifically for this 100th episode spectacular. Then I wanted to play Moving On Up by Brad Weiss. And then I... in preparation for my visit to the studio, I thought I should do something that Tony would like, so I decided to do some West Side Story music. And Elliot actually had originally had an idea to do something about Jet Song. He didn't like my angle at all, so I just went ahead and did it anyway. But he's got a lot of other great ideas for musical stuff that hopefully we'll be able to collaborate on down the road. And then Hampton collaborated with Jason Fuse for Google Bus, and this is the one that just totally cracked up Kevin Sheehan today. And then It's Not Newber and Steve Lipton with Life on the PTI Show, Steve Clemenson with The Wonder of You, and Justin Bruno with I Can't Help Laughing at Chimps in Suits. 7 wonderful new songs from tkjingles.com this past week.
So Jerry, I heard this is your 100th TK Jingles podcast episode. Wow! I bet that means your podcast has been downloaded at least 83 total times. Congratulations, that's really wonderful. And now, back to the shadow. Just kidding, I wrote a little something for some of our jinglers. Here we go. Yeah. T-O-N-Y, they jingle better show really all the time. Oh, my favorite song's Defiled, but we kid cause we love, that's my alibi. Gonna start with Jerry, he packs the house. Songs are quick and punchy, he's Pacquiao. 6 to 45 seconds, he'll show you how. If it's 46, then he's throwing it out. Joe Arrows. Voice might have superpowers. Done in 15 minutes? This took me 6 hours. Knocked out faster than a Nats reliever and submitted to the show before my pizza's even delivered. Jason Fuse plays 47 instruments all at the same time while he's mixing it, singing to every genre that exists, but yet he can't help with his kids' school concert events.
Come on, man.
Oh, the littles know. These are the folk that soundtrack the show. Oh, I wanna know, how do they not get fired from their jobs at home? Oh, the littles know, these are the folk that soundtrack the show. Oh, I wanna know, how do they not get fired from their jobs at home? Uncle Brad Weiss is a ham, but can he let it be? They call him Kiboko Kidogo in Swahili. Doesn't know hip-hop, but knows Chewbacca flavor? Never heard of Jay-Z, but knows who Professor Jay is. And Steve Lipton shoots out more than Kobe dares. Sends just-in-time songs before the show sees air. Like McFly with a magazine, his covers are born. Then they combust like a modern-day hoverboard. Robert Byrd? He's incomparable, cause he gets up at times that are unconscionable. Wakes up, makes lunch, and then he writes a winner. Then he's out to mow the lawn in the Pittsburgh winter. Fitzpatrick's former writer really had me amused. Or was it Patrick Moffat? Nigel got me all confused. I remember what I say, but I cannot recall which one had a song about a Cajun spotchy balls? And KJ is the Kevin Bacon of this. Is your co-star on 100 Jingles for the sake of a hit? Or maybe I'm just jealous I can't sing doing this. The national anthem's Carl Lewis at this. And my wife thinks this is time wasted. She thinks all these people still live in their mom's basements. But they might play it, the bald guy might praise it. 90 seconds of fame and I can almost taste it. Nah, forget it.
Well, I'm moving downtown.
Moving downtown.
To the Mayflower.
Moving downtown.
Where the deluxe hotel suite suits my lifestyle. Moving downtown,
moving downtown
to the Mayflower.
Moving downtown.
I finally get to walk to PTI. Steak don't burn in the toaster. Give Michael both of my grills. No more fetching and crying about my morning drive to Rockville. Now I'm down with the big shots, golfing in Delaware. A bathrobe in the foyer, a subway on the sofa, unless of course I move to Bel Air. Well, I'm moving downtown,
moving downtown
to the Mayflower,
moving downtown
where they have valet parking for my G5. Moving downtown,
moving downtown
to the Mayflower,
moving downtown.
I finally get to walk to PTI.
Hello, gentlemen. Welcome back to the Red Carpet Club.
Where's Tony?
Tony don't come around no more.
Easy, Captain. Tony and I flew to San Fran together.
And I flew him to L.A.
Yeah, it's like he forgot all about us when he bought that jet.
Why would anyone want to take a jet when you can go commercial?
Who needs a jet when you've got a whole crew hanging on every word and worshipping you? Who needs a jet when you really don't care about dining or bathing 6 miles up in the air? So pick up the phone, we'll send a driver if you want it. Stick with us, Tone. We welcome all your drama, you prima donna. And we'll take turns, each one holding your hand as we map out your course on the pilot's iPad. Forget the jets, fly United!
Every day I'm killing you.
Look out for Google Bus.
See pedestrians and take out a few.
Oh no, it's the Google Bus.
I'm a robot, I don't cry or smile.
Oh, it's the Google Bus.
But I can chase your grandma for another mile.
Good Lord, it's the Google Bus.
I thank you, Bezos, for letting me steer.
Look out, it's the Google Bus.
I crash cars without drinking beer.
Oh no, it's the Google Bus.
When no one's driving, who can you trust?
Oh no, Google Bus.
Come bet your life on a Google Bus.
Look out, it's the Google Bus.
With Obama anytime he wants.
Hey, it's Mike Wilbon. I just heard that TK's Jingles podcast has reached 100. All this time it is not 300-400, but you guys are slackers. Congratulations.
Wilbon's fucking awesome.
It's the Thursday is what I said to the man with the bald orange head. But while Tony is yelling no, I reply, hey, who's running the show? And Will Bond is nowhere to be seen. In walks Melrose with his routine to the seat right across from Tone. TK realizes what this means.
This show could be the last for your curmudgeon host headed for the door. Now he stopped by a tray of food. It's my chance to tell Tony that Hockey is leading up today's show. Come on, man, what are we even doing here? That's it, I'm quitting this show. But I know it's just Tony threatening Anthony Hill. Be back, the pay is way too good here. That's why I put out a ham on the PTI show.
When you joke about your ears, it thrills me. When you prove that Wilbon is wrong, you give me hope when you say goodnight, Canada. You give me strength to watch when Labrador is on. You're always there to lend a hand when Big Sexy's being flogged by his thong. Jackets at Saks, real leather, can't you see? Won't fly in the back, only first class for me.
Those last two songs are The Wonder of You and I Can't Help But Laughing at Chimps in Suits by Steve Clementson and Justin Bruno. We're both 3 minutes long, so you can get the full version of those songs at tkjingles.com. Got a note here from Adam Benson. This is about Beatrice. He says, I almost sent my condolences to Tony about Beatrice. I was listening to Jerry's podcast and said out loud, I thought she was real. So I just wanted to share that note that I'm glad that I could help break the news that this ridiculous ongoing saga of the deceased weather watcher Beatrice is actually just a long-running joke with Kevin and the gang. Now I wanted to take a minute here just to kind of look back. You know, this is the 100th episode of the TK Jingles podcast. I've been doing this for 2 years now. And when I first started out, the goal of this whole thing was to share a lot of the songs that I felt weren't getting their due time on Tony's show because there was just so much material on the website. I also wanted to pull back the curtain a little bit and share with you my own personal stories about how I do all this and how some of these things came to be, the origin of the website and all that. And really not much more beyond that. I just really thought, hey, this would be a great place. I think the first episode was 15 minutes long. Just to share jingles. And I didn't want it just to be the songs, though. I did think there had to be some kind of character or flavor to it. So it's evolved over the last 2 years, I think. And I've tried to strike a balance between self-indulgence and entertainment. So hopefully, if you're listening now, you agree that we've been able to do that. You know, this is not, though, and I've said this before, this is not the TK Littles podcast. So I'm not like an ambassador for all the Littles. I do really enjoy Tony's show. I listen to it very frequently, if not every day. I do listen to it often, but it really is not meant to be like a spin-off show about the community of people that just listen to the show. It's more about people that do these stupid songs. So it's a distinction that may not matter to some, but to me, it's a big difference. Because that's really what this is about, is just sharing in the joy of this music. And that's what this summer, when we get together in Rockville, I'm sure there will be some geeking out over Tony's show, but fundamentally, we're there to share these songs and celebrate the, you know, the community that's grown up around this. So anyway, I really appreciate all your support. I've gotten a lot of really nice notes over the past few weeks preparing for this 100th episode, a lot of schmaltzy and heartfelt things. And, you know, I generally don't like to share that, but I always do really appreciate getting it. I just share like the trolls because I think that's more entertaining. But really, I do appreciate everybody who's written into me in the past few weeks on Twitter or on Facebook or through email. It's really been nice. Now let's take a little break here to share a message from David Aldridge. You heard from Mike Wilbon earlier. You'll be hearing from regulars from Tony's show throughout this episode. Here's a message from David.
As Mr. Tony would say, I haven't heard the TK Jingles podcast, but I understand it's very good. Congrats on episode 100. May you have at least 100 more. This is David Aldridge, the man who still has not been invited to a TK Jingles party. Thank you for your time.
The best part of the show is when he says no, Tony.
Well, David Aldridge has been invited now, but how gracious and nice are the folks affiliated with the show that they take the time to do stuff like this. I mean, they don't have to do that, but it means a lot to me, and I hope that you enjoy it. I have a note here from Rick Miller. He says, I recently found your podcast and look forward each week when a new one drops. I guess I'm like Kanye West, dropping albums now. I have one question and one comment, though. First, why do you call it a podcast? And second, I encourage you to continue your Shadow serial. Well, on the second point, the Shadow will be back sometime in the next few weeks. I just need to write the text. Brad is going to do it with me. I'm really excited about that. And then the first point, why is it called a podcast? Well, the reason is pretty stupid. So the logo for TK Jingles Live was designed by Jeff of @ThisShirtStinks on Twitter, and he's a really, really great designer. But last year, I didn't have access to a designer on a whim that could do stuff related to the show. So I found a website, Design Crowd or Fiverr or one of these websites, where you could outsource your graphic design for a small fee. And I think I paid $75 or $100 or something like that. And I put out a bounty there saying, hey, please design me a podcast logo. This is a crowdsourced, community-driven thing. It's got music in it. It's about a bald orange man. So let's see what you got. And I got back 50 designs. I mean, a ton of designs. And as you can imagine, almost all of them were terrible. And most of them were from Southeast Asia and Indonesia. And they did not have a good grasp of the English language. So the one that stuck out to me that was just so hilarious was one that was in the shape of like a black guitar pick. And it said, TK Jingles Prodcast. And so when I put a poll out for folks to vote on what they thought the new logo should be, there were a couple that were some pretty decent designs. I mean, they had nothing to do with crowdsourcing or Tony Kornheiser or me, but it was just kind of a nice text and images kind of strung together. And then there were a few that were like just, you know, digital diarrhea, that just a zillion different colors and objects and floating musical notes and garbage. And then this one joke one, Prodcast. I put that in there as a gag just to get people to laugh at the whole poll in the first place. And overwhelmingly, that was the logo that was selected, the one that had a typo in it. So that's it. That's why this is a podcast, because I do not make money at TK Jingles. Despite having these Kickstarters, all this money goes right back into it. So I needed to, you know, I didn't have a lot of money to hire a decent designer. So I outsourced it to Southeast Asia. I ended up with a podcast. And that is the origin of the TK Jingles podcast. Now let's hear from Gary Braun.
100 episodes of the TK Jingles podcast. Wow, Jerry, that is quite an accomplishment. And on behalf of everyone at the show, this is Gary Braun wishing you a congratulations, hearty congratulations on this wonderful milestone. Happy bicentennial.
Thank you, Gary. And I think it's worth pointing out that I believe Gary Braun is the only person we'll hear from today that gets it, that this is a podcast, not a podcast. Not that I'm criticizing anybody, because, God, they're helping me do this stupid show. But I really appreciate that he recognized the nuance there, that this isn't just a prod. This isn't just a podcast. It's a broadcast. Now, speaking of outsourcing, there are a lot of other singers, writers, and folks at tkjingles.com that collaborate and come together. And I hope that the form that I provided has been enabling and helpful with that. There are certainly probably better ways and enhancements that could be made to improve that. I welcome feedback. If you've done these jingles, ways to send emails to each other or contact each other that might make it easier to collaborate, I'm certainly open to that. Ways to look for ideas or somehow filter that differently, certainly open to that as well. But anyway, one of the people, Geezer Taz, has done some absolutely brilliant jingles, and Ron Moretti, I think, and he's collaborated with some really, really talented people that you haven't heard before and won't hear again unless Ron brings them on, because he discovered at one of these outsourcing websites, sort of like that awful podcast logo, where you can hire vocal talent or musical talent for as little as $5 to help bring your ideas to life. And so Ron was so successful with this, with like the Johnny Cash jingle and some of those things, that I said, you know what? I want to get in on this. And so Rob Berg had just done this Balding Jordan Spieth song, and I thought it would be funny. I'm trying to go back into why I thought this was a good idea, but I thought it would be interesting if I found a strong female vocalist to sing that, because it's an Adele song. And I thought that maybe it would have a more mass appeal if it was sung by a female. And so rather than ask Michelle, which probably would have been the most straightforward thing to do, and which she's, you know, never forgotten, I instead went and found this website that Ron Moretti was using. And I found a performer named Sol from Chile. And here's a little snippet of the absolutely unforgettable but god-awful end product. And I have to say, in my own defense, this voice sounds nothing like the demo that was presented. What I heard was like a very soulful, like Whitney Houston-style voice or something. It sounded so good, and I thought it would be well-suited for Adele. Instead, I got this. Melvin Jordan Speed. He makes an appropriation sponsorship on his gold back and his gold sleeve. You know, that was just such a terrible idea. So I figured, like all bad ideas, let's double down on this. So, as my apology to Robert Berg for slaughtering Balding Jordan Spieth, I'm proud to present Sol in the club.
Hey, this is Sol from Chile, Robert Berg. This one's for you. I download the podcast, it's 12:15, from a digital club host on 980. There's a litany of passwords and secret handshakes. It's epic and classic, a veritable web quick. Left, left, right, 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 left. Driving a Connecticut, a tricycle up ahead. Going 50 miles an hour during morning commute. Pull around and give him the Mr. Tony salute. How much can he bench press? It's hard to say. When he's doing bicep curls with 8 pounds weight. His Michael is a color handicap, is a two. And he can tell you what Jazoran is a original dude. He buys a shirt a little or two, then he's taking it back. We send him crack. A drop of drinks, you can drag that snack. He go back to Lauren Taylor and he shuffles around with a cup on his fist, consternation on his brow. The fight I know and just put me in the cloud. You're losing red balls underneath the shrub. Your nagged nemesis is rooting for the cops. The purple line is by 16, your country club. You scary and a Kendrick, then you're failing Candace Snow. Give the droopy juice and belt shoes need scrub. You're sending Barry Man along a station and a half. Burning your city to the ground, a labor of love.
Now, I'm sure we can all agree after hearing that, that I may as well just remix the entire Robert Berg catalog with Chilean folk singers. Sol with In the Club. One of my all-time just favorite moments there. All right. Now let's, why don't we play a greeting from the always wonderful Liz Clark.
Yeah, Tone Liz Clark, she's the real thing. The littles love it when she's on. Sometimes she sighs, she don't say anything. Writes a NASCAR's romance. The
word's been passed.
Hi, this is Liz Clark with warmest congratulations on episode 100 of the TK Jingle podcast. I continue to be dazzled by the cleverness and wit of both performers and lyricists. And just want to convey a hearty sigh to all. So warm congratulations.
Liz Clark, just so wonderful, so kind, so nice, so pleasant to have on that show. And I really appreciate that. Thank you, Liz. All right, now it's time to transition to a not-so-nice topic. This is difficult to talk about. But thanks to my own personal cheese boy, some of the songs and apparently some mean comments that I made about... I've caused some concern at the station, so I've been asked, and this is true, in a very polite way, just to lay off. So I will. That's it. I'm not going to mention anymore. And if you write songs about them, I may still play them, but just know that I'm going to be bleeping them out whenever you mention. Okay? So in that spirit, I thought rather than playing something mean about, that it might perhaps be an opportunity to play something that was very funny, that was kind, really a favorite story that I had of this particular individual. So now I present the gambler, the version.
On a warm summer's evening, I take the green line to the ballpark and meet up with, cause he's got awesome seats, and sends me some glasses of red wine and a blue hat. Says you better put on this disguise, Ken, cause you're gonna be on TV. And now I just hope no one will notice, maybe mistake me for Leonsis. It helps that I had surgery, makes me look Chinese. Just wanna hang out with my buddy incognito at the Nats game, cause the gambler is a huge fan of Washington.
I think we can all agree that that's a superior version of that song, just not even mentioning the name. In an interesting twist, you know, I was in the studio today, and when I was sitting there, Nigel, who we're going to hear from next, played Cecilia, which is the song that caused all that controversy. So clearly I was being trolled, and I'm not sure how aware of anybody else, you know, in there was about it. So, but I thought that was hilarious that was played there. But... regardless, I really, you know, the intent of these songs is never really to hurt anybody's feelings. So even if a lyric says, you know, I kid because I love, but no, just kidding, I hate you. I don't hate anybody. I mean, it's just, I'm not trying to be mean. Sometimes, as I mentioned last week or a few weeks ago, that if the joke is there, I'm going to take the joke. And I really sometimes obviously cross a line. I think one of the very early ones that I did that... Old and Gray, the parody of So Far Away. I mean, that really crosses a line, and that's obviously never been on Tony's show because it's just outright mean humor. So, you know, some people don't like that, and that's fine. So, you know, I just won't do that. So anyway, now let us hear from the man that I just mentioned there, Nigel Stern.
Producing a show for a bald orange man, pretending he's Mancunian. Why, I don't know.
Hello, Nigel here. You know, I understand that the Jerry Negrelli podcast, this is what, the 100th episode? Now, I've never been on before, so I've no idea why I would want to appear now, honestly. I mean, why am I doing this? Actually, Jerry, you do a terrific job. You're a brilliant lyricist, musician, the jingle site, all the jingles. It's all brilliant, and you get all the credit, my friend. Thanks so much for everything. And everybody, listen to this podcast.
Well, here you are 33 minutes in, and I hope you're taking Nigel's advice and still listening. Now, I'd like to transition to another topic that's a favorite of mine, the Schwitz. And I get asked about this a lot. What the hell is the deal with those Schwitz songs and the Schwitz breaks, and what are you getting at? And it's pretty simple, just like the podcast, to explain this. But basically, the Schwitz, it's a validation of a joke that my brother and I have had since we were kids. So my dad used to go to this place in Cleveland called the Schwitz, and he would go there with other random men that we didn't know, just friends of his from work or colleagues or whatever. And he would describe it as a place where you could have cigars, steak, wine, and steam. And it was just a wonderful place to relax. It was so much fun, and He always loved going there. He'd spend hours there at the Schwitz. And apparently, I was reading online, we have Schwitz t-shirts that are available right now as part of the TK Jingles Kickstarter. And one of the jokes that Jeff put on there, the designer, Jeff put on there, that there's massage at the Schwitz. And I was reading online an article about the Schwitz, and it turns out they actually do have some young Russian guys that they've imported who will give you a massage at the Schwitz. So that was meant to be a joke, because the Schwitz and this t-shirt is a, it's a culmination of this place that I always thought was too ridiculous to be real. And, you know, now, and as it turned out, the more I learned about it, the more it validates everything that I thought about it. So, anyway, the whole joke is that it's something that I've thought was funny for like 20 years. And so when it came up on Tony's show 3-4 months ago, whatever it was, it just tickled me so much that these worlds were colliding. And now the Schwitz was a shared joke that Tony also was in on. That was just so cool to me. And so I brought some Schwitz t-shirts to the station when I announced TK Jingles Live. And the exchange went a little bit something like this. I walked in and said, "Hey guys, I brought some Schwitz t-shirts." And Gary and Gene both said, "Schwitz, what's that?" And Tony, educating them both, leaned over and said, "Oh, you know, the Cleveland Steak joint, the Schwitz." That was so validating, so hilarious, so awesome to me, that this stupid joke that continues to go now, and they're not aware of the Schwitz breaks and how this is continuing to evolve in the podcast, but the fact that Tony remembered what the Schwitz was just so damn funny to me, when so many of the things that we do with TK Jingles, you know, he'll forget a week later, and you can play him the same song, and, you know, he'll enjoy it just as much that time. So, anyway, I want to take a deliberate Schwitz break here. But before we do, one of the other things that really drives people nuts is the fake ads that I sometimes have on here. So I figured if I'm doing something annoying and self-indulgent anyway, like a Schwitz song, why don't I precede it with a fake ad, and then we'll talk about the Schwitz.
Friends, you've all used truck stop hand soap, so you already know how it leaves your skin feeling. Raw, chapped, crackly. Now what if I told you that same truck stop hand soap that leaves a chemical smell on your hands for days is available at your local salon? That's right, we've partnered with Horse Clips as the exclusive farm-based distributor of truck stop hand soap. So next time you're in the barber chair, or sitting in a pile of hay, tell them you want that truck stop feeling.
Much like Tony's show, the jokes on this podcast are like onions with layers of stupidity. So if you're not familiar with Horse Clips or the other ads I've done, that might not have made any sense to you, but it was 30 seconds long, so hopefully it wasn't so bad. It really gave me a good laugh. All right, now I want to introduce today's Schwitz break. We're not going to interrupt me. I'm just going to play it. And as I have researched Chubby Checker songs, because the twist just lends itself so well to the Schwitz, I have learned that Chubby Checker did like 8 or 9 twist-based songs. I just can't even fathom this. His career after the second song must have just been so in the toilet, as he just kept churning out the same thing over and over with different variations. So we all know Chubby was named by Dick Clark on Bandstand after Fats Domino. They just said, "Oh, Fats Domino, how about Chubby Checker?" So it actually turns out that Chubby had a cousin who was also named on that show. So I wanted to play this clip from Dick Clark's American Bandstand. I think this is the late, maybe 1958 or so. I don't know the exact year. This is an old clip. I just found it on the internet. And this is what Chubby Checker's cousin teaching us to Schwitz.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Another wonderful performance by our good friend Fats Domino. And, of course, followed by a rather obese gentleman. That's a bit chubby. Maybe we'll just call him Chubby Checker. Yes, so Fats Domino followed by Chubby Checker. And now, coming up next, we have another wonderful performance by a rather gross-looking individual. He seems to be quite wet. Really, really covered in sweat. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Sweaty Parcheesi and his young friend, Joe.
Sweaty.
Yeah.
Teach me to Schwitz.
Huh?
Sweaty.
Uh-huh.
Teach me to Schwitz.
Alright.
Well, I've heard it's a place I don't wanna miss.
If it sounds like fun, well, it really is.
Come on, sweaty. Teach me to schwitz.
Now, Joey.
What's that?
It's easy to schwitz.
If you say so.
Joey, it's easy to schwitz.
Oh, yeah.
Now drop your pants, we'll have a great time.
I'll bring the meat and you bring the wine.
Come on, Joey. And I'll teach you to schwitz.
Oh, show me that right now.
There's a boy named Victor.
Teach me to schwitz.
He'll rub you down.
Yeah, teach me to schwitz.
Now can you picture
teach me to schwitz.
A locker room at a steakhouse?
Sweaty, teach me to schwitz.
All right. Joey,
yeah,
you're getting the gist.
Cause everybody's schwitzing now. Except for the women, they're not allowed. Everybody, we'll teach you to schwitz.
Oh, Joey, my pants just fell right down.
I think it's all that sweat.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe I'll just leave them off. What do you think, buddy?
All right.
We're having fun now, Joey.
Hey, do you like movies about gladiators?
I'm so glad we were able to share that with you, that vintage moment of rock and roll history featuring Jason Fuse and his one-man band on backups. Now, before we get to the mailbag, I want to do a little bit of a grab bag here. The number one jingle of the week, Steve Lipton, his second in 3 weeks, with Three Dogs You Buried. And then I wanted to commemorate a really cool crossover moment for me. On Monday's TK show, they played three songs about John Junior Feinstein. And two of those songs featured clips from Junior on the TK Jingles podcast, which was so freaking cool that they played that on Tony's show. And I brought this up to him when I was in studio earlier and said, hey, did you guys realize that you've been playing TK Jingles podcast clips on your show? And they looked at me and said, wait, Junior was on your podcast? Why would he even do that? Did he have a book to promote? There was this mass confusion about that. I said, oh, no, Junior just, he's a really nice guy. He just had nothing to do, and he was willing to do it. He was willing to help me out. He was just so nice about it. Just like everybody else affiliated with the Tony Kornheiser Show. Just really gracious and nice people. So anyway, number one jingle of the week, Steve Lipton. And then a song by Bill Bardo that I collaborated on about our good friend John Junior Feinstein. And then we'll segue from this into the mailbag.
Think of what the dogs have given you, Tony. The memories are all in your mind. And now that you've come to adopt a new canine, this is what you say makes you qualified. You tell them once, twice, three dogs you've buried. How will Petco clear you? Yes, once, twice, three dogs you've buried. How will Petco clear you? Tone, how will they clear you?
Oh, you've already killed a dog? Two? Three? Well, then it's your choice of Dot, Trina, or Tilly. Not a problem.
I wish I had pants. 36s, size 36 pants. Though nothing will keep us from riding.
hidden mystery. Where Tony keeps whining, oh, we can be junior just for one day. I will be nice, and you will be too. We won't be on the show unless they pay. We can be junior just for one day. Oh, we can be here just for one day.
Listen, Littles, Jerry wants reviews, so leave some feedback over on iTunes. It's time to unpack Jerry's email bag. Comments on the website too. Podcast@tkjingles.com. Another way to get through. Your tweets are neatly stacked from Jerry's email bag. Ha! Ow! Jump back, I wanna schwitz myself.
Alright, let's share a few facts as it just came across the wire here. Dear TK Jingle staff member, please pass my hearty congratulations on to your boss. I've listened to every episode and enjoyed all, if not most. Best, Andrew from Harlem, Holland. Then Matt Vogel, congratulations on your 100th episode. I've been enjoying every one of these weekly gems. Wait a minute, 100 weeks? I've spent 2 years on this crap? Dear Lord, what has become of me? I share your feelings on that, Matt. You know, I wonder how many of you out there actually have listened to all of these. You know, 2 years and a lot of content. You know, we varied from 15 minutes to over an hour, depending on what's going on. There's some real classics back there. If you go to tkjingles.com and click on the featured episodes, you can find some of the best ones from the past 2 years. I've tried to handpick ones where there was a guest or there was some really interesting topic that I think you might enjoy. Check that out if you haven't before. There's no reason to go back and listen to the other 99 unless you're really bored. I mean, they're all good, I think, obviously, but if you just want to hear what I consider to be the cream of the crop, check those out. And then a note here from Thomas. He says, I backed the Kickstarter today for TK Jingles Live 2. I'm so excited that I'm seriously considering spending thousands of dollars to fly from Seattle to Maryland to see the show. Thanks for putting this on. You are the best. And that, you know, not everybody's coming to see me, obviously. You're probably just coming to see Tony. But nonetheless, that enthusiasm, that excitement about this really does keep me going. So thank you, Thomas, for that. And thank all of you who've joined the Kickstarter to support TK Jingles Live to make that happen. For as little as $12, you can support the project. If you want to get a pretty cool TK Jingles Live t-shirt or the Schwitz t-shirt or one of our legacy items from the previous years, you can do that for $25. Go check out the website on Kickstarter if you haven't done it yet. I've also got a fun little video I put together to promote that. So if nothing else, you should get a kick out of that if you like what I'm doing. And then a big thank you to everybody from Tony's show that helped me today. David Aldridge, Michael Wilbon, Liz Clark, Nigel, Gary Braun. It really was just so wonderful and such a treat that I was able to share in that with y'all, and you're able to send your shout outs there. So that was really cool. And those of you listening, send me your feedback, podcast@tkjingles.com. I warned you last week, there's gonna be a lot of talking this week, so hopefully that was okay. I'll be back here next week for episode 101, the episode where we stop counting.
Jerry Negrelli is with us and is going to announce, we believe he's going to announce a Jingle Fest.
That's right.
Because if he's not going to announce a Jingle Fest, get him out of here. I'm Tony Kornheiser.